At age 75, revolutionary pop artist Peter Max, known for his use of psychedelic colors, is turning his sights to the works of master painters as he pays homage in his new Masters series, interpreting works by Van Gogh, Monet, Pablo Picasso, Renoir, and Edgar Degas in his iconic style. We caught up with Max by phone. Well, Peter, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your new Masters series. How did it come about?
You know, I've always wanted to paint all the different famous painters, and over the years, I painted Picasso, Monet, Matisse, Regal. You know, I got photographs of them or self-portraits. Like, when I painted Van Gogh, there were no photographs of him. There were just paintings that he painted of himself. So I painted a painting of a painting.
So now, you went about getting the photos of them and you were doing portraits, but this particular exhibit goes beyond the portrait, I understand. You're painting some of their works in your style.
You know, after painting for so many years, I started really falling in love with the iconic works of Van Gogh and iconic works of these guys and some of their self-portraits and sometimes even something they did. So what I've done is I've done my interpretation of four or five of them, and I loved it so much that I did a series on that, you know?
Yes. Can you paint an imaginary picture for us by describing which works of the masters you concentrated on, and give us a feel for how they look with your signature style?
Well, for instance, I took a painting that I had always a print of Van Gogh, who did a self-portrait. And, you know, Van Gogh had red hair. So it was a little print that I had. And I saw one day I'm at my easel, I got a canvas, and I'm looking over to my left, and there's that little photograph of Van Gogh. And I just kind of looked at it like as though he was sitting for me, you know? And I painted him with his red hair, and I did like red-orange, lots of yellow and red and orange in it. And I exaggerated the colors a little bit. And it was just a lot of fun. And an hour later, I had a beautiful portrait of Van Gogh. There was a Peter Max portrait of Van Gogh, and I loved it. And then I did some other things like that. But, you know, when I sometimes play homage to somebody, it's not like I'm copying exactly what they painted. It's like my kind of like take on it, in my colors, in my design, in my color schemes, you know?
Yeah.
It's personal. It's what I do. It's how I do it.
So let's go back to how it all started for you. You were not born in the United States. How did you arrive here, and how did you come to art?
Well, it's a maze. I was born in Berlin. My parents migrated to Shanghai, which was the most beautiful place to grow up. So I grew up in a pagoda house, and I was there for the first 10 years of my life. I lived in Tibet a little bit, back to Shanghai. And then we traveled from there to Israel, from Israel to Paris, Paris to this, to that. And I wound up in Brooklyn, New York at the age of 16. And at the 18, I moved to Manhattan with a good friend of mine from high school. And I started going to art school. And I didn't even know that I would become an artist or that would be my goal to do that. I just loved art. My mother said, let him study art for a bit, he may love it. But I always wanted to become an astronomer. I loved all the messages and all the stuff we get from the stars. How big the universe, how colossal, how unbelievable the universe is. But then as time went on, I stayed in art without losing my interest for the universe. Even today, I've been into art for my whole life, practically my whole adult life. And I've only increased my love and interest in the universe. Can you imagine that?
Wow. You somehow managed to marry the two back in the 70s.
Well, maybe I did. You know, sometimes I would draw and paint these subjects. But mostly I love to, you know, the romance with the universe is the size of it, the bigness, the awesomeness. What has been done is mind-boggling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it came from, it's like mind-boggling. Nobody knows.
What's the next move for Peter Max?
Who knows? The brush will tell.
All right, Peter, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for having me.
The Brush Will Tell, the one and only Peter Max. His Masters Series exhibition is on view at the Angela King Gallery, 241 Royal Street in the French Quarter, through April 9th. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.